Hello, Cecilia.
Hi Melissa, how are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. I quite often comment on the weather, which is strange, but I'm a little overcast today. Started off with a sunny morning and it's a little overcast, but it's still nice and warm. So,
Good,
yeah.
good
So
to hear, good to
how
hear.
about you?
I'm enjoying the blossoms at the minute. I've been out for walks in the sunshine and the blossom trees are coming out and it's one of my favorite times of year, so I'm very happy. Spring is springing. There's lots of good things on the horizon. So yeah,
Lovely,
a
lovely,
good
lovely.
starting point for the year.
That sounds really nice. And I know that audience is listening and not looking, but Cecilia looks fantastic in an orange jumper this afternoon. It's not this morning, this afternoon.
I thought
It's
I'd bring the
spring
colour
like.
to our session
Yeah,
today.
bringing a lovely bit of colour and that nice smile that nobody else can see but me right now. So I'd like to start by welcoming you to the Affordable
Thank you.
Coaching Podcast. And by saying thank you, I do a lot of that because I am very grateful to all the coaches that are giving their time and space, not just for the podcast, but for the affordable coaching team, so that people can actually have a sample of coaching, what it's like, and realise that they can't afford not to. So, having said that, what is it that made you keep a space available for affordable coaching?
Firstly, it's a pleasure to join the affordable coaching team. And
Thanks.
I save a space in my coaching roster for supporting people who are curious about coaching or who need coaching but are not in an immediate space to make that investment. I find that coaching is such an incredible support to so many people. And if we can give that opportunity to as many people as possible to experience it, to further their professional development or their personal growth, then that is an incredible thing. So when you invited me to join you as Affordable Coaching, I thought this would be a wonderful way to support others. And I think it's an amazing thing to be able to do. Once being qualified as a coach, there's a whole different way of giving back. But I feel like this is a really true and valued way of, certainly I feel from my point of view, of giving back and supporting. But yeah, I look forward to our adventures together and how we develop the platform.
Oh, that's great. Thanks for that. So today I just want to do a little bit of an introduction of about you, Cecilia, as a coach. So what area of coaching would you say is your expertise?
So my area of coaching, I would say, is probably working with people in midlife. And I identify this with myself in many ways because, interestingly, going through a coaching journey yourself, you identify potentially what could be a great niche. And I feel like this is midlife for me. There's so many people who are in a situation. They've gone into the sort of the daily grind and they're paying a mortgage, looking after the kids or what have you. But maybe there's something else in the back of mind that says, hang on a minute, was life meant to go this way? Was there something else that I was meant to do? What kind of legacy do I want to leave for on this earth, for my family, for my friends, for the people, for humanity? And so I work, I'm a creative and a coach, and I work using coaching as the foundation for what I do, but I bring in a lot of creative elements to that because creativity is such an incredible way of unlocking certain things in our lives. And I really love the experience. And as I develop my coaching business, I bring a lot of that to the fore. So midlife, I would say, is sort of the area I'm working in, but creativity is one of the core things and one of my core values and one that I live through my coaching
Great.
practice.
I love that. I love the idea of that kind of creativity and and coaching potentially unleashing that. And then you said midlife, have we got a mortgage? Have we got, have we got children? Are we going through the process but not actually living our life that we want to live? And it sounds like you've kind
That's
of
it.
got hold of that and gone, do you know what? I've got hold of it and I've given it a great big shake up and had that realization that actually this is my path forward and I want to take as many people with me as possible.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And I think once you go through a process yourself and you realise that life is unlimited, there's so much that we can do, and sure, there's so many different pathways that we can take. It's I do find that the creativity gives so much more than just a straight sit down coaching session. So some of my clients will experience me sort of taking them out on walking coaching sessions, or we do a
love
lot of journaling prompts, or we use photography, things like that. So there's lots of different kind of creative elements within the coaching work. But and I find it's wonderful because it really brings people to a heightened success much sooner. They're investing in themselves so much sooner because they're enjoying the process. So it's a wonderful sort of area to be involved in within the coaching arena.
Yeah, and it sounds like it. And there's kind of that coaching doesn't have to be static. And you know, and you can go out there and you can use other mediums to get where you want to be. And just create that different environment, moving it away from this, either, I know we're on a screen right now, but moving it away from that kind of, either that screen to screen or that face to face or something about it that almost feels doctor-like, dare I say. And it sounds like it's really empowering for the clients that you work with to be able to really find and be who they are through their own creativity. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. And I think a few people are quite surprised and a few people are quite delighted by it as well. Mm-hmm. But it does release certain inhibitions, and some people will revert back to things that they enjoy doing as children, and it really kind of opens up things that potentially weren't visible or noticeable to them. Yeah. But what it does do is gives them a way forward, as we know in coaching, that's what we're always looking to do, to take a pathway forward and to move forward. But I love it, and I find that it just brings me so much joy as a coach, and finding that other people really resonate with the approach that I'm offering.
Yeah, it sounds, you know, it sounds, I almost want to say, right, okay, when do we start? I have a kind of like a I say like hidden creativity. Which gets kind of, you know, I can really relate to what you're saying, because sometimes mine gets totally eaten up with my day job. And even though my day job is coaching and working as a coach, you know, how much time, you know, when we do that wonderful wheel, how much time do I give to creativity? And I, you know, talking and listening to you, I'm kind of thinking probably not enough. And you know, and how important it is to me to have that creativity. And also sometimes in our coaching journey we look at a word like creativity, and it conjures up different things to different people. You know, I'm thinking creativity, I'm thinking dancing. Some people may think painting, some people might think gardening, you know, some people might think creating web design. Some people think photography. It you know, and they're just things that spring to my mind, which is quite cavernous and curious. But it's just it makes it feel different. So I really like what you're doing, and I'm very glad to have you on the team. And I'm aware you're working on something called the Balance Project. Could you just enlighten us a little bit about that?
Yes, of course. So the Balance Project was something I started maybe about a year or so ago, and I've been working with one-to-one with clients, essentially people who are purpose-driven, ready for meaningful life shifts. And what I do is I offer a safe and seen space for my clients where we uncover their goals, we set plans for the transformation that they wish to achieve in their lives. Yes. But balance has become such an important factor in my work. And it's important to find that balance as we go through transitions or changes or new events in our life, to find the balance, to keep our balance as we move forward. And so I've been working a lot with clients recently to find that in their particular journeys. And it's something that I'm working with for affordable coaching. In that sense, for the Balance Project, it sort of exists for this purpose, and it's a wonderful way of ensuring that people feel seen, feel heard, and find the balance that they're looking for. It's important.
Yeah, and again, that word balanced, like I said, it means different things to different people, but the kind of balance makes me feel like everything's okay, everything's on a level, a bit like a seesaw. I know it's going to tip up and down, but actually there will be one point where we're going to get off and we're going to have this unseesawing seesaw, if that even makes sense. But we're going to have this kind of this line where we are feeling balanced. And quite a lot I feel about coaching and being in balance is when the noticing is when we're out of balance, and when we're seesawing, we're kind of okay, but when we're when we're just on the high end of the seesaw and we can't get off, then we kind of think, actually, I'm really out of balance, and that's when we notice it. So it's a really important part of the coaching journey, and for clients that are sat on that high up seesaw that just can't get off and don't want to come crashing down with a bump when the other person jumps off the other end. So I quite like that visual. Absolutely. But then that's me, I'm quite a visual person, so hence getting quite excited about the creativity. Since we've been talking, I've gone off painting, I've gone off dancing, and I've gone into a wonderful magical mystery world in my brain. So thanks for that, Cecilia. It just feels great to spend this time with you and know that you're part of the team and you're running your balance project in association with Affordable Coaching. So thank you very much for that. And
thank you. It's wonderful to be part of it, and I'm really excited for the future of what the platform can offer people and how they can find their particular sort of need for coaching within the creatives that are on the team.
Yes, and then going forward, as we do as coaches and with clients, then we will develop, and these are just, well, we're running a little over now. It's because we're so good at talking to each other. However, if we kind of reel that in a bit and close this down, we were just talking about, eventually we will have the opportunity, after we've done our introductions, to actually dive in much deeper to different niches and different areas of coaching and what that means to us as coaches, which we may be able to help others and enlighten in a different way by just having a 10 to 15 minute listen. So
absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, so I shall say goodbye to you today, and thank you for your time. And I'm sure we'll speak again soon. Thanks.
Absolutely. Thank you. Pleasure to be with you today and to talk everything through.
Great. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.